Originally, the idea for the festival was it would be a festival of ideas which would be illustrative of the major research interests of the university. But there were all kinds of things that I knew absolutely nothing about, so that wasn't going to work. So I then began to talk to a lot of scientists around, scientists, medical scientists, earth scientists, meteorologists, around the University of Melbourne, about the extraordinary effect that climate change was having, particularly on Victoria, but generally on the whole southern tier. And what emerged from that was that in order to respond to the effects that climate change is going to have, there's going to have to be massive changes in the society, in the culture, the way you live, what you actually eat, how you live, where you live, and so on. And so this suddenly seemed to me a terrific kind of nexus between climate change slash cultural change. And I think the sense of being able to ask both those questions at the same moment was a very exciting opportunity indeed. The timing of this festival, I believe, is absolutely perfect because there's wide community awareness of climate change. I mean, you had the trauma of the bushfires earlier on this year, which seems to be now pretty much established as direct concomitant of climate change, the drying out of the bush. But the problem with climate change is that everybody kind of hears the same thing, lack of water, temperatures getting hotter and so on. There are many more aspects of climate change which have to be taken into account. Food shortages, food fights, food security. The amount of arable land in the world is drying up and yet the population is increasing. Are we going to continue to sprawl in our suburbs endlessly outwards with everybody having to get into a car to do absolutely everything, go to the shops, drop the kids off to school, do whatever you've got to do, all of which increases the carbon imprint terribly. So it's the perfect time because all of these issues are on the front pages of the newspaper every day. As I always said, that The Age is the only newspaper in the world which carries at the bottom the amount of water you've got in your dams. The expectations which I would hope everybody would have and would be met by the festival would be that they would come away the most over-stimulated people in the country, but with a sense that there were solutions as well as problems. And that I think they're going to hear some absolutely marvellous talks, and that we end actually on a rather kind of, I think, heroic and dramatic note, in which the novelist Kate Grenville comes and gives a big lecture on the writer in a time of change. And then the very last day is a group of poets and then a panel of novelists, all talking about change as it affects the creative writer. And I think we want to have that sense that change is not always bad, change may well make for dramatic and creative improvements as well.